Title: Vocal Sample Sit and Blend Using Session View Advanced. Alright, let's level up your drum and bass vocal mixing workflow in Ableton Live, using Session View as a fast audition and decision-making playground. Because in DNB and Jungle, vocals usually aren't the pop lead vocal sitting politely on top. They're often texture, hook, attitude, atmosphere. And the challenge is, how do you make them punch through breaks, reese mids, hats, and sub without sounding pasted on? Today you're going to build a session view system where you can launch scenes, a slash be different processing styles instantly, blend space with returns, tuck the vocal into the groove with sidechain pockets, and then print your best performance into arrangement when it's feeling right. Let's build it. First, create a few tracks so everything has a home. Make an audio track called Vocal SRC. That's your raw sample track with clips. Then have your drums track, or your drum bus, and your bass track or bass group. If you tend to layer vocals, make a group track called Vocals GRP and plan to route all vocal layers into it later. Now create two return tracks. Return A is Room. Return B is Dub DLY. Here's the session view mindset. You're going to set up scenes by vibe. Think like a DJ and a mix engineer at the same time. Scene 1 is Roller Clean. Scene 2 is Jungle Tape. Scene 3 is Dark Minimal. The goal is you can launch scenes while drums and bass are looping and instantly hear which vocal vibe belongs in this track. Now step 1. Prepare the vocal clip so it grooves before you obsess over EQ. Drop a vocal phrase into Vocal SRC. Open Clip View. Turn Warp on. For full phrases, start with Complex Pro because it usually preserves the most natural tone. For vowel Y chops, try Tones. It can sound cleaner and more forward. For airy, noisy, heasy stuff, texture can be magic, especially for jungle atmosphere. Lock the clip to your project tempo, usually somewhere around 172 to 175. Then tighten the timing with warp markers. Indeed, NB, timing is brutally exposed. So instead of randomly aligning everything, choose an anchor. A classic approach is to align important syllables around the snare moments, your 2 and 4, or align them into the offbeat pockets if you want that rolling feel. And here's a really useful DNB trick. Try nudging the whole vocal clip late by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Just a touch behind the drums can make the vocal feel glued to the groove instead of fighting it. If you're doing chops, consider making multiple clip variations. One tight on grid, one slightly late, one chopped more aggressively. In session view, these variations become creative options you can launch instantly, not a permanent commitment. Step 2. Gain staging and cleanup so your processing behaves. On Vocal SRC, put a utility first. Set gain so your peaks are living around -12 to -6 dBFS. You're not trying to be loud here. You're trying to be consistent so compressors and saturators react predictably. If the sample is weirdly wide or facey, dial the width back a bit. Sometimes 80 to 100% cleans up the center without killing the vibe. If there's noise between phrases, you can try a gate, but be gentle. If the gate starts chattering or chopping the words, don't force it. Editing and fades often sound more professional than aggressive gating. Now step 3, the centerpiece. Build a vocal processing rack so you can slash B styles instantly. On Vocal SRC, load an audio effect rack and name it Vocal SIT rack. Create three chains inside: Clean Cut, Radio or Old Tape, and Dark Room. Let's dial in Chain A, Clean Cut. This is your modern roller vocal that's tight, present, and controlled. Start with EQ8. High pass around 90 to 140 Hz. Indeed NB, vocals do not need sub territory. Then if it sounds boxy, do a small cut around 200 to 400 Hz, maybe 2 to 4 dB. And if you need it to speak, add gentle presence in the 2 to 5K range, but don't go crazy yet. Next, a compressor. Ratio around 3 to 1. Attack 15 to 30 milliseconds so consonants can pop a little. Release around 60 to 120 milliseconds so it breathes with the tempo. Aim for 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction on peaks. You want control, not a flattened vocal. Then saturator. Turn soft clip on. Drive 1 to 4 dB. And trim the output so you're not fooling yourself with loudness. That's a theme today. Compare character, not volume. Then de-essing using a stock trick. Multiband dynamics. Solo the high band, somewhere around 5 to 12k. Find where the sibilance really lives, then unsolo and compress that band lightly. If you overdo it, you'll get that lispy AI vocal sound. Light touch. Now chain B, radio or old tape. Jungle throwback energy. Start with redux. Keep it subtle, maybe 10 to 14 bits. Downsample just a little until you hear character, then stop before it gets harsh. Then EQ8. High pass higher, like 120 to 200 Hz. Low pass around 8 to 12K for that band limited radio vibe. Add saturator or overdrive, but keep it mid-focused. The trap here is fizzy top it in that fights your hats. Optionally add auto filter with a subtle band pass style movement. Very small movement. The goal is motion, not a whoa filter effect unless that's the moment. Now chain C. Dark room. Minimal, heavy, neuro-ish atmosphere. EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 180. Then if your snare attack or re attacks are clashing, try a small dip around 2 to 4K. For density, use roar if you have live 12 suite or saturator if not. You want thickness, not fizz. Then a compressor with more control. Ratio 4 to 1. Faster attack, like 5 to 15ms. Release 40 to 90ms. Then utility, and narrow it. Dark vocals often sit better more mono. Try 0 to 60% width. This also improves club translation. Now the big workflow upgrade. Map macros. Map tone to an EQ tilt concept, like low mid cut plus a touch of presence. Map drive to saturation drive and ideally also map an opposite output trim so drive doesn't just get louder. Map to S to the high band threshold. Map width to utility width, and map air or LPF to a shelf or low pass frequency so you can darken or brighten quickly. This is where Session View becomes a mixing instrument. Duplicate the same vocal clip across scenes, and just by activating different chains, you're comparing entire vocal identities in seconds. Step 4. Create cohesive space with return tracks. Return A, room. Put hybrid reverb or reverb. Choose a small room or ambience. Keep decay short, like 0.3 to 0.8 seconds, pre-delay 5 to 20 milliseconds, that pre-delay is separation. It lets the vocal stay forward while still living in a space. Filter the reverb, high pass 200 to 400 Hz, low pass 7 to 10K. Then after the reverb, add EQ 8 for cleanup and resonances. Send the vocal lightly to room. A good start is minus 18 to minus 10 dB on the send. In fast tempos, this microspace is what makes something feel like it belongs in the drums instead of sitting on top. Return B. Dub D del Y. Add echo. Sync on. Try 1/8 dotted or 1/4. Feedback 15 to 35%. Filter it. High pass 250 to 500. Low pass 4 to 8K. So the delay doesn't clutter lows or compete with hats. Optionally compress the delay return if the feedback spikes. And if you want those trails wide, add utility and push width to around 120%, but check mono later. Teacher tip. Don't run the delay all the time. In DNB, constant delay turns into mush fast. Use it as punctuation. Phrase ends. Last words. Call and response moments. Step 5. Make it sit with sidechain pockets. In drum and bass, the vocal fights three big zones, the snare crack, the bass mids, and the hats. The cleanest win is ducking the vocal slightly on the snare. Put a compressor after the rack, or on vocals GRP if you're grouping. Enable sidechain. Choose drums as the input, or even better, a dedicated snare-only sidechain track if you've got one. Use the sidechain filter. You can bandpass around 150 to 250 for snare body, or 2 to 5K for crack. Pick whichever area is actually masking your vocal. Starting settings, ratio 2 to 1, attack 1 to 5ms, release 60 to 120ms, aim for 1 to 3dB reduction on snare hits. You're not trying to hear pumping, you're carving a pocket. For more advanced mixing, do frequency conscious ducking instead of full band. Put multiband dynamics after the rack on vocals GRP and only compress the conflicting band. Heed from snare or bass, like 180 to 280 for snare body or 500 to 1.5K for Reese growl. Often 1 to 2dB is enough if it's consistent. And here's a practical rule. If the vocal is the feature, duck bass mids. If the vocal is just texture, duck the vocal. Step 6. Glue it all on a vocal bus so it sounds like one intentional instrument. Route your vocal layers into vocals GRP. On that group, add EQ 8 with a high pass around 80 to 120. Maybe a tiny wide dip 250 to 400 if it's muddy. Then glue compressor. Attack 10ms. Release auto or 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. This is just cohesion. Then a touch of saturator, 0.5 to 2 dB drive. Soft clip on if peaks poke. Then a limiter as safety only. If it's doing more than about 1 dB, you're using it as a crutch. Now let's add a couple advanced Session View coaching moves that change everything. First, build a vocal focus monitoring moment. Create a new audio track and set its input to vocals GRP post effects. Put a utility on it. Set it to mono or width 0. Boost gain by 6 dB temporarily. This track is not for mixing, it's for inspection. You can even add an EQ with a narrow boost to sweep around and find harsh resonances quickly. That way, you're diagnosing translation without wrecking your actual mix balance. Second, the secret sauce. Clip envelopes as micro mix automation. In session view, open a vocal clip's envelopes. Go to mixer. Draw tiny moves in track volume to tame one loud word instead of compressing the whole performance harder. Draw send A or B so only one syllable throws into the delay. You can even automate device parameters inside the rack, like pushing saturate or drive only on the last word of a phrase. This is how session view becomes arrangement level detail while you're still in loop mode. Third, stop chasing loudness. Chase audibility. Here's the test. Turn your master down quietly. If you can still understand the phrase, you're winning. If it only works when it's loud, you probably need better mid-range control, less masking, or a smarter pocket. Now a really pro mindset. Two-lane vocal thinking. Lane 1 is core. That's intelligibility. More mono, more controlled, less effects. Lane 2 is vibe. That's texture and movement. Wider, affected, band limited, maybe distorted or delayed. If you separate those roles, you stop smearing the message with reverb and delay, but you still get that larger-than-life DNB character. If you want a quick advance to add on, make a clarity return. EQ high pass 200 to 400, low pass 6 to 10k, saturate moderately, compress fast. Send vocals lightly to it when the sample just won't read. It adds readability without making your main chain harsh. Now step 7. Scene strategy and printing. Set up 3 scenes. Scene 1. Roller clean. Chain active. Low room send. Subtle delay throws. More mono. Upfront. Scene 2. Jungle tape. Chain B active. More room and delay. Band limited vibe. Maybe to touch more movement. Scene 3. Dark minimal. Chain C active. Less top end. More density. A bit stronger snare ducking. Launch scenes while drums and bass loop. Make decisions fast. You're looking for identity. Which one feels like it belongs in the track's world? Once it's feeling right, print it. This audio version is shortened for playback.